Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, June 16, 1838, Emancipation in Barbados. On this day, June 16, 1838, the editorial in the local newspaper, The Barbadian, gave an account of labor conditions in Barbados just prior to full-fledged emancipation. The article reported that apprentices on many estates had already received their freedom and that all laborers by the 21st instant would be free. The writer evinced apprehension regarding the possible ramifications of free labor, terming it a grand and hazardous experiment. According to information received, work on some estates continued satisfactorily, while on other estates, laborers quit. He opined that the soon-to-be-emancipated black laboring class would be forced to work or else eke out a wretched existence with the specter of starvation. He then referred to the intransigence of some laborers as a forewarning to the planters. These workers, who had hitherto enjoyed many comforts and privileges on the plantations, were in some instances conducting themselves intolerably. In the first instance, three women who were in the employ of their master and deemed to be lazy weeded some 250 cane holes per day. An able-bodied laborer, according to the guidelines published by Sir Lionel Smith, could easily weed 800 cane holes per day. Upon being granted their freedom, the laborers quit their job and went to work for another employer, where they were weeding 1,500 cane holes per day. The editorialist went on to lament that on another estate, several women who had declared themselves to be pregnant but had shown no signs of increased protuberance or rotundity were only weeding 10 cane holes per day. He deemed this to be preposterous when laborers in England were toiling unceasingly and the wives of soldiers in Her Majesty's army worked the whole 9 months of their pregnancy. Furthermore, laborers in Barbados had the advantages of cultivating provision grounds and rearing livestock for their support and comfort. On this day, June 16, 1838, the editorial of The Barbadian gave an overview of how planters and laborers were adjusting to freedom and its potential economic dangers for the plantocracy. The fears expressed by the editorialist animated the ruling elites and led to the passage of several oppressive laws like the Masters and Servants Act, Vagrancy Acts, and anti-immigration statutes, which sought to restrict the agency of black emancipated workers and keep them in a state of perpetual servitude.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.